Good to see you all this morning. I want to keep your brains are awake. So, where are we this season? Wesley, what do you think?
Lent.
Good. We actually have another season too, don't we? You're right though, we're in Lent. Obviously, that's a good answer. What other season are we? Spring, which is kind of the same thing, actually. Lent is a spring for our faith. All right, now this year, usually each year I try to have a kind of a theme. What do you think the theme has been at our church? You guys have been doing part of this, and I've had a couple homilies. But what are we really thinking about this year during Lent? This is awesome. You have to see. Your brains have to awake. Isn't that the best? Early morning. What do you think? What are we focusing this year? What do you think? Yep. Jesus. Jesus always is a good answer. Yes, Jesus. What are we doing? What are you guys doing? Some of you are calling voicemails. Yep. I think. What's that? Not sure. All right. Pennies for patience. That's one. Awesome. What's the next one? Food shelf. Boom. You guys are rolling now, children. Rice bowl. Let's see, Piper doing it all. Got it.
Helping the poor.
What?
Helping the poor.
Say it again.
Helping the poor.
Awesome. And it's been so fun, again, to see what you guys have done. You made your goal, right? It was over $500 to the food shelf. Is that right? You guys have also done the Operation Rice Bowl and the pennies for patients. How was that? Did they get the...
No, we were close.
Close on that one as well. That's awesome. And I praise God and I thank you for your work each day for Lent. Keep it up. Kind of our theme is, during all of our church, to love our neighbor and to feed the hungry. Okay, so keep that one in your minds. What does it mean to love your neighbor? I've been talking this a lot more on like Saturday or Sunday masses, but how do we love our neighbor? What does that mean? Carson, what is it? Be nice to them. That's a big one. Love your neighbor. What else? Yep. What's that? Helping them when they're needed. Very good. What else? Okay, what is a neighbor? What is a neighbor? Yep. Somebody that lives close to you. That's a good one. What else is a neighbor? Somebody you're sitting next to. Okay? Now this is where, when we talk about what is a neighbor, those are both true. But we do have neighbors around the whole world. For instance, my friend, Father Albert, lives about 6,000 miles away in Ghana, Africa. The kindergartners are writing letters. So your neighbors or your pen pals, 6,000 miles away. So our neighbors, yes, they can live next to us, sit next to us, but they can be around the whole world. Why? Why are their neighbors in a special way? As we're sitting in Mass at a church. Yep. What's that?
Friends.
Yeah, your friends. That's a great answer. A friend. Somebody that we love. We might not even know who they are. But what is our neighbors? And somebody already said the easiest answer you can answer to anything. What is our neighbor? What does it mean? What is deeper than just living next to them? Who's the leader? Yeah, Jesus. Right? We have neighbors around the whole world that love Jesus. Around the whole world. Jesus is our King, right? We're in Lent and we're going to the part where Jesus died on the cross. We go to Easter where Jesus rose from the dead. And so this Lent, we're really focusing to be with our neighbors that love Jesus, but we need to help them. So that's why this season we're doing the food shelf, right? The Operation Rice Bowl, paying the patients. So praise God. Keep walking well. Keep going well during Lent. Whatever gifts you gave away, those that you're hurt serving, those that you're bringing in your coins, your gifts. And I praise God for you to be at Mass again, as Jesus Christ is the best, right? So please stand.